news that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you look up the news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, 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 get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 get online.
Boom. Okay. Hello there. How is everybody today? I hope you're good. Get my finger out of the way. All right. Hi, Paul Slackus. And this is Good News Broadcast. And thank you for joining us again. This is a Friday, May Day, May 1st. And we have been cooped up in our homes for quite a long time, all of us, worldwide. And we still have wonderful people doing wonderful outreach for others. And I'd love to share, as we have for 21 plus years, the good that the world has to offer. Because I'm stressed out because there's so much good news. So how about that as a commentary for a media? Here we go. So today we're going to... I did an interview early this morning. Actually, I did two. The first one was on McDonald's. And I got the opportunity to speak to one of the owners of the franchise, 29 restaurants in the Chicagoland area. And she tells us about the giving free meals to the public service workers and why McDonald's does what they do. And we know that they have been doing those good kinds of things for many years. McDonald's is a great corporate citizen on Mother Earth. So that's a big honor to get to speak with her. And then we speak to the president of an organization called the 4-H, which has been around for a long time. And that also has inspiration. They're concerned about those that don't have the access for internet connections worldwide and have partnered with Microsoft in a good way. And so that's another positive story. And then the other next, major interview that I had, actually, I also, and I'll be putting that up, did a story on dogs and ticks. And we'll be putting that up on some of Merck's new prevention that are worthy of consideration for your pet. And since the pets seem to, pets live in the house, in the bed, and people are living outside here. No, we love dogs, and I love animals, and that's a beautiful thing. And then we go to a beautiful story with Gene O'Toole. Gene actually has been involved with scholarships for many years. And it's never too early, 12, 13, 14 years old, to look for scholarships for your children. And this is a good time to actually do that with your child because there's all kinds of scholarships out there. She wrote a book. We have actually thousands of authors on Good News over all these years. I like interviewing authors because they usually know what they're talking about. And all I have to say is please share your good news and off they go. And I can just listen. So, and just say, well, why do you think like that? Or who, what, where, when, how, why? Those are hosts or conversationalists' repertoire. All right. And then you learn a lot about them. It's not about me. It's about them. So it's a good show again. We have Claire going to teach us a new breathing technique, or we've probably shown it a few times. But respiratory is the word today and every day. Pranayama, they call it Hatha Yoga. Breathing, breathing, breathing is so, so key to a healthy life, to inspiration of your blood cells as well. Okay, so a lot of show today, and we're going to go to it right now. I'm going to talk about a couple of other things. I have a weak left finger here, so I have to sometimes... And sorry, hey, Randy, how you doing? Charles, I didn't flip it around yet. I'm working on flipping it around. I can do it. This wave thing is, it's acting up here. So we waved you. You got a lot of hand. And I think it's going to flip around now. Hoo-wee! All right. So technologically, you know, some people have such good touch with their phones, right? They can just boom, 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 boom. And how about the two thumb people? They're an interesting crowd. Okay, you know, I'm going to start with the prayer because today is Friday and we need to give some due respect to to those that are not doing so well today worldwide. It's not just an American story. And every day is just not an American story. Lord, and this is St. Francis of Assisi, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. And it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Women, I add that, and if anybody needs anybody to speak to, I'm here, I'm ordained, 212-647-1212, and everybody needs a friend. Here's a tie from Save the Children, and they write on here something. This is high tech. This is like when I did the Captain Kangaroo show. Lisa, age 13, everybody needs a friend, okay? And right now we need friends more and more. Now here was a strong woman. Here's a good friend. I guess I'm involved with producing this show. We've shown it a bunch of times. It's about Marlene Dietrich. Marlene Dietrich was a film star from many years ago. And her good friend Cindy Marin Angel, she performs a wonderful show about Marlena and to strengthen her character. And Marlena did a lot of outreach for those troops back in the wartime, but she was not happy with the I'll have to say the Nazi scenario. But she spoke her mind. She was a strong speaking person. And so there's a bunch of nonprofits that will benefit from this broadcast. And I suggest that you go take a look at it, because it's going to be of interest to many. I also like to just say, because we could use, Giving Tuesday's coming up, if anybody wants to help us out with our little bugaroo here and our company, Good News Corporation Nonprofit, hey, Ivan, we could use it. That's what it used to look like. That's Kids from Romania. And now it's out in Watermill. You go say hello to my car, anybody out there in the Hamptons area. And that's good stuff. So we work hard to try to share the good in the world, and we're sticking to it. This is a piece that Jasmine Tang sent me, a video that I thought was of interest, and just showing how people are dealing with today's day and age. Okay. Thank you very much. That was a good piece. Thanks to Jasmine for sharing it with us. Okay. So that's a good one. Lots of good ones. Let's go back to our show, and then we're going to go right now to this lovely lady out here in Chicagoland who has a bunch of McDonald's, and McDonald's is giving away some food. Let's hear from an owner-operator of 29 McDonald's franchises.
Hi, Paul Francis, good news broadcast, speaking to Tanya Lauren. Hi, Tanya, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're an owner, thank you. Owner and operator of several McDonald's restaurants in the Chicagoland area, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My family and I own a few stores.
Beautiful. Okay, I probably eaten them at them over my... How long have you owned them?
Going on, finished 29 years in February, so. Yeah.
You have one at O'Hare, right? Are they both at O'Hare?
We actually have, we have three at O'Hare, and the rest are like north, Chicago and the northwest suburbs.
I probably ate at them all.
I hope so. You can go now.
Yeah, you're a great, great company. And Chicago, McDonald's is headquarters in Chicago area, isn't it? Is it still?
Yeah, we're on the near west side. Beautiful new headquarters down there. Really pretty.
Yeah, well, they've done a great job. We've done a bunch of stories over the years with McDonald's. We've done a bunch of stories with the Ronald McDonald House here in New York over the years.
Okay. Well, this happened. I did this interview this morning. Actually, this is the first time I'm watching it. And it appears that the sound has disappeared. Well, this was new for me. I usually put them up on Good News. And then let's see if there's any ability to keep this thing going here. Wow, that's unusual. So what do we do in a scenario like this? We punt. Oh, and it's still bad. She said so many wonderful things about helping others. People can get free meals at the McDonald's, your first responder, a public service person. And she had wonderful things. You know, we ask everybody, what does peace mean to them? And she just, you know, one of those kind, loving souls talks about the community around her, about her home, her family, and the world about. So it's a nice story, and I'm appreciative of the fact that we got to do it. And we'll technically get this back together shortly. So that's the facts here. So we're going to go to the 4-H program, changing that for millions. And you'll hear from Jennifer. She's the president.
Hi, Paul Francis, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Jennifer Sirangelo. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Hello.
You're the president of the and CEO of the 4-H Council. All righty. Great. That's a good job.
It's a fun job.
What makes it fun?
Well, I get to connect with America's young people, and I feel like it's a window into the future. And for me, it's a really, what I see is a really bright future because of young people today.
Well, what are some of the things you're seeing? And in that sense, now I know you have an innovative 4-H program and is changing that as well. You have high-speed internet, something in which if someone doesn't have high-speed internet, helping here. And help to achieve the American dream. And you're working with, I think, Microsoft too. So tell us some of the good things that you're doing.
Right, right. Well, before the coronavirus hit us here in the US, 4-H wanted to hear about how access to the internet impacts young people and their perspective on the future. And we found that 81% of them, of teens, needed high-speed internet to complete their homework, yet only 1 in 4 1 in 4 struggled with that reliable access. And now with school closures and a shift to virtual learning, that problem is only magnified. So we know that 24 million people in rural communities don't have access to high-speed broadband internet. And access is just the first step. Without the digital skills to use that technology safely, millions of young people in rural communities are at risk of being left behind.
That's true, by far. So tell us how 4-H is helping in that way.
Sure. Well, broadband access is only part of the problem. The other piece is having the digital skills to take full advantage of the technology, and that's where 4-H comes in. We are America's largest youth development program, and we're delivered by 110 land-grant universities and cooperative extensions. So we reach kids in every county and parish in the U.S., down to the last mile. So in partnership with Microsoft, we're combining the power of broadband access with team leadership to create a gateway for communities to access technology that can lead to greater knowledge and opportunities, not only for the youth, but for the adults and everyone in their community. So our 4-H Tech Changemakers program really empowers young people to harness those opportunities for technology and to make them available for others. So the program's in 15 states and has over 1,000 team leaders involved in training their community on digital skills.
Okay, so literally how does it work? First, they need some internet to be able to utilize this opportunity?
Yes, and through our partnership with Microsoft, we are partnering with them where that is possible. And then our young people are taking it from there with their ingenuity. So a few examples are that we have young people that have been teaching bilingual digital skills, so creating classes for adults to help them navigate the internet safely.
Apple.
Now with COVID-19, they have been using those skills in new ways. They took instruction videos for online grocery shopping from local stores, and they recreated them in Spanish so that everyone can have access to this really important resource during this time of the pandemic. In another one of our communities, our 4-H Tech Changemaker locations, teens have been helping each other, so peer learning around mental health through digital tools, and they have doubled their efforts since social distancing started requiring that teens, you know, they need more support since they're not with their friends, they're not able to socialize. Those mental health resources are even more important. And finally, we have other teens in a rural community that have built a website to connect their community to local farmers. So that this food surplus that we're hearing about in the news can be connected better to local food banks. And then they've started a dialogue around food insecurity in their community through the web. So these are just some of the ways young people are taking digital skills and the partnership with tech change makers and Microsoft and making a difference in their community.
Okay, we're going to go a little bit further on here to, Jennifer's the president of 4-H.
Took them seriously and engaged.
And
them.
We usually ask
truly
towards
the
end, what does peace mean to them?
What Jane Goodall just said. She must have copied you.
I think she must have read 4-H.org.
All right, you're fantastic. Thank you very much. What an honor. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
Let's go back here just a little bit.
And where we empower them to put their ideas.
What does peace mean to you, Jennifer, if you don't mind sharing?
Yes, well, for me, world peace would look a lot more like a world where adults truly value young people, their voice, their ideas, and where we empower them to put their ideas into action. And I think we'd be a lot closer to world peace if we listened more to our young people, took them seriously, and engaged them truly as a part of the solution.
You got it. That's what Jane Goodall just said. She must have copied you.
I think she must have read 4-H.org.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, you're fantastic. Thank you very much. What an honor. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks.
Okay, great. Okay, so... it's so nice. I love to hear when people say, what does peace mean to them? And if you go to actually, what is peace here on our website, we got hundreds and hundreds of them and saying what's good news and what does love mean to them. So we have thousands of shows of people doing good, you know, not necessarily just because right now we're under a crisis scenario. Just plain old been doing good for, I know, our 21 years or my X amount of years my whole life, as we all know. You know, there's just so many wonderful people doing wonderful things. And that's great. So this is an interesting story for anybody who has children or knows people that have maybe teenagers who are thinking about going to college. So just getting scholarships.
I hope you have the chance to talk about scholarships. You know, Paul, it was early in my career, 15, 16 years ago, that I was actually working as one of the distinguished speakers for Making It Count, which at that time, this goes back some years, Making It Count was a national leadership program for high school students and college students. And I was one of their speakers that I was traveling around the country giving huge presentations to help students, you know, give themselves an edge to success, whether it was in high school or in college. And Making It Count was actually part of Monster, you know, remember and recall Monster.com. And it was through this the success and leadership program and working with students that I got to have so many conversations. And you know, whether I was in a small town or a big city on the East Coast or the West Coast, students would express all the time, after these big high school assemblies or these college orientation presentations, students would say, you know what, I am really excited for my future, but I'm also really concerned. I'm really worried about how I'm going to make college happen, how I'm going to afford it. You know, even if it was a student who had a family who had saved some money, worried about their parents having to spend this, enormous amount of money for their education. And it really resonated with me. I was the first person in my family to go to college. And I remember those, you know, last years of high school, scrambling, trying to find some scholarships. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I found some, I won some, but like so many people here in the United States and frankly around the world, who have to pay for education, it wasn't enough.
Boom. Okay, so we know it's not enough. Her book gives you a list of scholarships that can be received, and this is a good time, one of those other project opportunities during the time that we're all at home and wondering, you know, what are some of the good kinds of things, like we started off the show with. What can we do during this time? Well, improve your life. Do a project to find yourself your next phase in your life. And some of these scholarships were like for children 13, 14 years old. So I thought that was interesting of into itself. Okay, let's take a moment to do some better breathing for ourselves. And I thank Claire for allowing us to do that with her.
We have alternate nostril breathing. Just close your eyes for a moment and bring your attention to the area around your brain. Alternate nostril breathing nourishes and strengthens the right and left hemispheres of your brain. Just notice how you feel. This helps in decision making. The right side of the brain is the creative side, the left side is the logical side. And I know in your work, it is so important to be creative and logical at the same time. This breath will help with that and can be done anytime, morning, noon, or night. And actually, this breath is just as important as rhythmic breathing and sounding breath. They're all important. Okay, so with alternate nostril breathing, you want to bring your right hand up and bring your ring and small finger in toward the palm, middle and index finger together. Okay, so what we want to do now is with the right hand up. I'll just turn to the side here. You cover the right nostril like this, and you inhale left nostril. Now cover the left nostril. Both nostrils are shut. And you want to raise your thumb, exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Both nostrils are shut. Then bring the ring and small finger and exhale left nostril. That completes around. Inhale left nostril, cover and hold. Both nostrils are shut. Raise your thumb, exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Exhale left nostril, and let's start another round. Inhale left nostril, close your eyes, awareness at your brain. Exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Exhale left nostril, inhaling left nostril, cover and hold. Exhale right nostril, inhale right nostril, cover and hold. Exhale left nostril, bring your hands down, keep your eyes closed, and notice how you feel. Notice how your brain feels. This is a very powerful technique, and actually will make your eyes sparkle and shine. So opening your eyes, those are the five breathing techniques.
Okay, so you can go to our website and see Claire. Or she has a whole program that is very super duper, and I suggest that maybe you do that, because we have a lot of wonderful shows, and we're always honored to get a chance to share them with you. For example, so Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, and we have a nonprofit part of us for our Peace Day activities, and it'd be great to make some kind of donation towards our activities and our programming, because it all goes to continuing on sharing the good. In fact, if you go here to donate, you receive different prizes, and then you get some Hug of Planets and other good kinds of things. So it's all good. Or you can get the book I wrote. I wrote a book. Or you can listen now. Here's Paul McCartney if you want. We just put James Cromwell on. And we have a lot of good shows here. Oop, what is Ramadan? That's interesting. This one's in Italian and in English. Eleanor is a good friend. Here's our 7 o'clock show that I ask you to consider to be part of. And whether you're going to be watching what we're doing or just yelling out a window and or in the house thanking our wonderful heroes, that's all good. This is some story about our openings and closing. Dr. Churchill talks about his life and some of the integrative medicine. Here's Claire. I mean, we keep putting up shows. Beautiful. This is fun. Just girls just want to have fun. This is COVID 19. That's an important thing. And then we have a lot of information about COVID 99 and Brad Pitt, John Legend, Kayla talking about strawless sea. That's a good thing. And this is from England National Health. So a lot of good stuff on good news. And then in here is thousands and thousands of podcasts and shows of people doing good. We're honored to get that chance to share what we have with you. So I'm going to go out and just get a little fresh air and take a moment. Take a meditative moment, actually, just because after the rain, it is so gorgeous out. And so we'll soon have a barbecue here once we get our act together. Get a moment to, boy, wasn't that breathing exercise interesting? That's helpful. Okay, that was great. So I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I'm gonna do two quick things. First of all, we're all in this together every day, every time, throughout the entire world. I'm going to go, this is a famous book because it's famous because striking just is phenomenal. And every page in this book has something worthy of saying. take care of our senior citizens. Fairness. Kindness. It's interesting, huh? It's different than the way we eat now. Okay, so it's all good. Join our Peace Day party. You are loved. And here's a good thing to always remember. This is from the Apollo 17. That's the most famous picture of Mother Earth. No boundaries, no borders. A John Lennonist kind of thing. And kindness. There's a good thing. So we have, that's all my information. If anybody wants to reach me, I'm an interfaith minister and I'm happy to, all faith, no faith. Need somebody to talk to for friendship or anything, I'd be happy and honored to have a moment with you. May peace prevail on earth. And I'm going to read one song from, I'm going to play one song. I'm going to read one power thought. Here's a power thought. I just go through this all the time. Everything in my life works now and forevermore. Okay, everybody, go with that this weekend. Everything in my life works now and forevermore. It says welcome, and I'm going to play one little soft song that my mommy taught me. Okay, here's the thing. Peace on earth, goodwill to man and woman, love. Reach out to anybody. This is a weekend time. Maybe this is a good chance to say hello to loved ones, to those we might have had some misunderstanding. And be good to yourself. Do the right thing and be happy. Okay, thank you very much. It's a big day, wild and fun. All right, thanks. Hey, James, how you doing? All right, thank you, everybody. Take care. Have a good one.